Again, a reminder, shofar is intended to remind us to wake us up. Think of something that you want to do better today. You want to become a better person, better Jew, better parent, in my case, a better sibling, in my case, a better husband, in my case. But you figure out what relationships you want to improve today, and better child, and then work on those mirtz Hashem over the course of the day. As we did yesterday, we'll go right into the second halacha in the Rambam, Hilchos Teshuva. Feel free to stay or to leave, whatever you prefer. Halacha base, we said yesterday, but the mitzvah of doing bidui, of confessing, and the mitzvah of tshuva. Siyar mishtalem kafishahu, kapor lecho yisol, koin godom, mitzvah de'alov, al-lashem kol yisol, shenemer mitzvah de'alov, es kol avonos bnei yisol. Says the Rambam, the Siyar mishtalem, which we are going to read about on Yom Kippur, the Seir that was sent out, La'azazel, the Seir, the carbon basically, that basically is intended to be a kapara of all clients, so on Yom Kippur itself. So the Kohen Gadol in that case would do vidui for all of Am Yisrael, for all Avonos Kol Yisrael, all Kol Avonos B'nai Yisrael, all the Avonos, all the sins of all B'nai Yisrael. Says the Rambam, the Seir Mishaleach gave kapara, gave atonement to all of Christ on all the averus that they did, any aver in the Torah, kalos and chamuros, the simple ones, the lower ones, and the more intense ones. What are those differences? Everything is gets kapara in the Seir Mishaleach, whether it was intentional, whether it was inadvertent, whether we knew about it or didn't know about it, all that is mechaper b'siyar mishaleach. The who? Very important three words. The who she'asa tshuva. As long as you did tshuva. About im lo asa tshuva, ein asir mechaper lo al alakalos. If you didn't do tshuva, the only thing that the siyar mishaleach gives a kapara for, if you did not do tshuva, is on the kalos, on the lower level of the avonos. Again, the Pirkei Avos tells us not to start judging whether something is a higher level mitzvah, lower level mitzvah, higher level avera, etc. We certainly start to play with our minds. Oh well, this is not so important, so therefore I'm going to do this sin versus vice versa. Oh, this is so important, so I'm going to give up all the other things and just do this. Not the way that we do it as Jews. Everything the Torah tells us to do is MS. Everything the Baruch Hashem tells us to do is MS, and therefore we try to keep to every single one of those. Now that you're telling me that there are kalos, there are lesser ones, and chamuros, more intense ones. So what are they? What's the distinction? The chamuros, the more intense ones, those are the things that if you do them, you are chayav to get kares, cut off from... we're not going to go into the depths of kares right now. Let's just leave it at that. There are certain avonos that get you cut off, basically. We're not going to go into that right now. And certain avonos that get you mises basin, that you get mises in the hands of people, in the hands of basin, in the hands of the courts. Ushua shav v'sheker ha'vapisha ein ba kares harehi mina chamurus. And let's add in there oaths or swearing, basically things that are not applicable, not acceptable swears, whether they are false swearing, and again in the name of God, or swearing really for no purpose. Well, both of those would be included in chamuros. Ushar mitzvos lo sasei or mitzvos asei she'ein bahen kares. Everything else that is not, whether it's closely or asay, as long as they don't have kares with them, so they are kalos. They are considered to be the lower level ones. I want to get into the second, the third halacha, if it's okay with you. We still have a few more minutes. Bizman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. So we just said what happens when the beis hamikdash did exist. And we talked about what happens on Yom Kippur in a situation where we brought the Seir Mishaleach. And maybe some of us are feeling, wait a second, I don't have a Seir Mishaleach. So what do I do today? So very important, again, I told you the three important words that I like to focus on, behu she'asa tshuva. You still need to do tshuva, even with the Seir Mishaleach. Yes, Seir Mishaleach made it a little easier and made it better for us. Good. We should want the Beis HaMikdash. We should want the Seir back. We should want the Karbanos back. Yeah, wonderful. We want that lifestyle. But in a lifestyle where we don't have that right now, we're coming closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yom Adin. So what am I supposed to do? So bisman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. This is why I want to do the third halacha here as well, because I think it'll give us a little bit of framework. In the days we don't have a beis hamikdash, let's not get used to that. The ein lana mizbeach, and we don't have a mizbeach. Kapora, right? And for kapora, ein sham ella tshuva. We don't have anything else except for tshuva. We have nothing else. We have no other correcting mechanism than tshuva itself. So that seems to give a lot of importance to the mitzvah of tshuva, as we just said. Hatshuva mechaperas al kol haaveiros. Everyone heard that? Hatshuva mechaperas al kol haaveiros. Period. There's a period in my Rambam here. I will show you the period. Is it coming up backwards for you? I don't know. If you could see it, hatshuva mechaperas al kol haaveiros. Period. Afilu rasha. I'm sorry. Let me translate. That means that tshuva atones for every sin. Every sin. Some of you might say, wait a second, there are certain sins that the Gemara, Chazal, tell us you can't get kapara for. Chil Hashem, for example, is one of them. Tshuva mechaper lakol haaveiros. The normative tshuva won't work for Chil Hashem. There are other ways of doing tshuva for Chil Hashem. That's what Chazal means when tshuva can't work in those situations. That's what I heard from Moshe Tzvi Weinberg yesterday in an incredible shir, and that's what I'm going to repeat in this situation. And for more information, let's go to him. But in the meantime, tshuva mechaperes, the Rambam says it himself. Hatshuva mechaperes hakol averos. That is so empowering. That is so exciting. That is such a gift from the Rabbanu Shlomo of tshuva mechaperes hakol averos. No matter what we've done, we can get atonement through tshuva. And no seir mishalech, no other kabbalos. The seir mishalech we don't have. We have no seir Rambam. We wish we did. Tshuva mechaperes hakol averos. It's hard work, but it's an incredible gift. I feel a rasha kol yamav. Even a person who is a rasha their entire lives, v'asa tshuva b'acharona, and they do tshuva on the last day of their life. Ein maskir lo shem risho, shem avirisha saresha, lo yichashel ba, b'yom tshuva m'resho. The Rambam says you could be a rasha your entire life. Not talking about anyone here. Chas v'chalilu. A person could be a rasha their entire life, and the last day they did tshuva, no longer called a rasha. That's it. Gone with the name rasha. What an incredible day Yom Kippur is. It's not a day of fear. It's not a day of another Yom Kippur. No. Another Yom Kippur. What an incredible day. We should be shaking, but shaking with joy. Shaking with joy. Gilu Berada. Okay? Yom Kippur also is the day of Yom Kippur itself. Gives kapara for all the avonos as long as you do the shavim, as long as you turn to the bon shalom. And that's what the message is for today. We talked yesterday about the importance of the mitzvah of tshuva and to do vidui and to recognize we do have sins and to say them and to name them and to be aware of them and to admit them. That's number one. We talked about siyam shalach, the importance of siyam shalach that existed in the Masechta Rabbim. We don't have it anymore. And we should want, not only for the Beis HaMikdash, for all the incredible reasons, but every single time that there's something that impacts our lives, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash and it impacts our lives, we should want the Beis HaMikdash even more. And we should be aware of how it impacts our lives. We don't have a Siyam Shalach. Kalas Chamuros. Nevertheless, in time of the no Beis HaMikdash, that's what we read in Halacha Gimel today, Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Tshuva Mechaperes Al Kol Averos. What an incredible encouragement, what an incredible inspiration for us for the day that we should go through an incredible second day of campus, of the Barron campus experience of courses. Everyone should have Atzlach HaRabba today in their courses and everything else that they're trying to accomplish, including their tshuva. Have a wonderful day.